Welcome to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. To connect with Shalonda, go to www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. That's www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. Or you can see her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Thanks so much and enjoy the message. Hi, so let's continue on with our 3% versus the 97%. And what we are discussing is what the mindset is of the 3% and how that differs from the mindset of the 97%. Basically giving you a gauge where you can check your mindset to see where you truly are right now and how you can switch that mindset in order to put yourself into the 3%. The 3% of society pretty much holds all the cards, guys, and the 97% pretty much works for the 3%. As we are business owners, we are builders, we are entrepreneurs, we are working to kind of get our own slice of the pie. This is a way that your thinking might help you get there a little bit quicker. So let me tell you a little something about what the 3% thinks about versus what the 97% thinks about. The 3%, they study daily, constantly learning, guys, always, every day, strive to learn something new. I work each day reading. I read every day looking to strive to learn something new. The 97%, they study now and then. Okay, so we're talking about studying daily versus studying now and then. Another thing the 3% do is they invest 10% of their income in their own personal growth. Yes, they invest 10% of their income in their own personal growth. Personal growth being like you're listening to this audio now. They invest income, time going to events in order to learn more about themselves, to develop themselves more, to grow and take that next step. The 97%, they invest as little as possible in their own personal growth. So instead of really going out there and investing their 10% of their income into something else, they might be buying things like clothes, going out, doing things like that, kind of throwing that money away, not necessarily investing it into their personal growth. Another thing that the 3% do is they write down their goals and dreams. They write down their goals and their dreams. The 97%, they keep it in their head. They say, oh, I know, it's right up here. It's all up here in my head. But the 3%, they write down their goals and dreams. This is the area, guys, I'm gonna be honest. Many of us, we know exactly what our goals are and our dreams, but we're really not writing it down on paper. We're not writing it down. Once I really started lining up with some true millionaires, true entrepreneurs that really understood what they were doing and how they were doing it, I observed, I've not met one yet that does not constantly go over the fact that you need to write down your goals and dreams. Write them down. I know if they're already in your head, some of us already have them written down. Many of us do now because we're really figuring out like, wait a minute, I need to write this down. If you haven't yet, take time as soon as this podcast is over, get a sheet of paper and write down your goals and your dreams. Another thing the 3% do is they identify and emulate those who are successful in their field. They identify and emulate those who are successful in their field. Whereas the 97% don't see the value in emulating those in their industry. They don't see the value of it. Really, guys, it's a matter of not only identifying who is successful in your field and what they're doing, but actually taking action and doing the things they do. Doing the things they do. The 97% at times believes that they are above and they know everything. The smartest person in the room type thing, that that's okay. That's not how the 3% thinks. That's a delusion to think that the individuals that are actually having success actually think that way. That's not true. They recognize those who know more than them, those who are actually having success in areas that they might not be. And then not only do they recognize that person, they do what they are doing. I have a mentor and I constantly watch what she does and how she does it. And I emulate that. I begin to take on and learn things. If I notice she's writing her emails a certain way, I go and I read up on some books and stuff, go back to studying daily, right? And then I emulate. I do what she's done. I watch how she speaks, what she's doing in her marketing. and I tweak the things that I'm doing. I begin to emulate her. It's been said at times that I sound like her, and that is not by mistake. It's because I'm emulating her. She has what I desire. She's successful in the area that I desire to be successful in. And I will say this is something I also learned once I started surrounding myself with individuals that knew more than me. There was a time when I felt like I was the smartest person in the room and that was okay. If you look around right now and you're the smartest person in the room and everybody's coming to you, then you're stagnant. You're missing out on growing. Find yourself, move yourself out of that place and find yourself individuals who are actually successful in what you desire to be successful with. And begin to do what they are doing. Begin to grow out of that place where now you're not necessarily the smartest person in the room. There are individuals all around you that know more than you. And that's a great place to be because that means you can grow and reach higher goals. Another thing the 3% do is they believe they can be, do, or have anything. They believe they can be, do, or have anything. The 97% do not believe they are capable of success. Now, this is a deep one. This one's kind of hard to accept at times because even though our conscious mind, we're telling ourselves, we know we're successful. We know we have what it takes to be successful. Our actions aren't lining up with that statement coming out of our mouth. That's a real gauge to tell whether you really believe what you're saying. Okay, are your actions lining up with the fact that you believe you are capable of success? Are your actions, are the activities you're doing, activities that lead you toward those goals, or just lots of little things, right? This is a way that you can actually tell and see where you are. And again, guys, I said this on one of the earlier parts to this section, the series. It's not about beating yourself up because this is where you are and woe is me. No, what it's about is acknowledging this is where I am. You have to know when I first got a hold of this list, I had to check myself in several areas. You know, in some areas I was okay, yeah, I got that. In others I was like, ooh, well, I need to work on that a little more. And that's okay because once you realize and you know, now you can begin to grow. Now you can begin to take action in order to change where you are in your mindset so you can truly get to where you desire to go. So there's no reason to be shameful, no reason to feel bad or down about yourself, or no reason to say, ooh, this other person I know is just like that. No, this is about ourselves. We look in the mirror and we work on us. We work on us. So guys, stay tuned for the next series, the next part to the series. We were going to go through a few other things that the 3% think about and the 3% actually do versus what the 97% do. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to Shalonda Gordon's Keep Smiling podcast. Feel free to visit Shalonda at www.makemoneywithshalonda.com. You will then put your information in and reply to any email she sends you, and she will definitely reply back. Also, feel free to visit her blog at www.shalondagordon.info. Make it a great day and keep smiling.